4. Oh, Jenny crooned. Lisa, look. It's so cute. Jenny studied the photo of the developing fetus that was about the size of the tiny baby tucked safely away in her own mother's uterus. With Mom being pregnant and Jenny wanting to follow the baby's progress every step of the way, doing a science project on the subject seemed the most practical way to satisfy her curiosity and get credit at the same time. She thought again about Mr. Baker's suggestion that she enter it in the science fair. Maybe she would. She'd been online since 8 a.m. It was now 10:30, pulling in resources and gathering information for her project. She'd had to wade through a lot of advertising and questionable resources, but she'd found a lot of great material. Lisa peered over Jenny's shoulder. Her wispy red curls tickled Jenny's face. That is so cool. I wish I were doing my project on something like this instead of on tornadoes. Lisa had arrived only minutes before, wanting Jenny to go with her to the Clackamas Town Center Mall. Tornadoes are interesting. Jenny glanced at her cousin, then turned back to the computer screen. They're scary. I had no idea it would be so depressing. People die in those things. Lisa straightened and lifted a mass of coppery curls off her neck. I guess I should get to work on it. Maybe after the meeting.
What meeting?
Didn't I tell you? Lisa wandered over to the dresser and lifted a plastic 6-month fetus out of one of the models the woman at the nearby crisis pregnancy center had loaned Jenny. BJ said Gavin wants to meet us at the mall today. She said it was important and that Gavin especially wants you there.
Why?
I think he needs your detective skills. Something strange has been going on in the journalism room at school. They've had stuff disappear. Thursday night, someone broke into the main computer and totally messed up an article for the paper.
Jenny frowned. The school paper was Gavin's pride and joy. No wonder he was upset. Maybe we can meet them tomorrow after church. I need to get a birthday card and present for Ryan.
You're getting him a gift?
Jenny cringed. So much for keeping her plans a secret.